Nemoto presents Scientific Giants. Dmitry Mendeleev, the man who dreamed the table. Narrated with Microsoft Azure using the Ava voice. Running time, approximately 11 minutes.
Dmitry underscore Mendeleev.
There are scientists who discover a thing, and there are scientists who discover an order. A new particle, a new planet, a new reaction. Those are discoveries of things. But an order is different. An order is a map of reality that tells you not only what has been found, but what must exist even before you find it. An order changes the way the world looks. Once you see it, you cannot unsee it. Dmitry Mendeleev discovered an order. Before the periodic table, the elements were a list. A growing list, a confusing list, but still a list. Chemists knew the elements as substances with certain properties, and they had begun to suspect patterns. But pattern is not the same as law, and a suspicion is not the same as a system. The periodic table turned chemistry from cataloging into prediction. It transformed the elements from a pile of facts into a structured universe. Mendeleev was born in 1834 in Siberia, in Tobolsk, at the far edges of the Russian Empire. He was the youngest of many children, and his early life was shaped by hardship. His father went blind, the family's financial situation deteriorated, and his mother, determined and formidable, pushed for his education as a way out. The story of his mother taking him across vast distances to secure schooling is often told with near-mythic emphasis, and while details may be embellished, the core truth stands. Mendeleev did not arrive at science through comfort. He arrived through effort, urgency, and a kind of stubborn hunger. He studied in St. Petersburg, entered the world of Russian scientific education, and began to carve out a career in chemistry. His mind was unusual in its combination of practical and theoretical instincts. He cared about industry, about standards, about measurement. He cared about the properties of substances and how they could be used. But he also cared about the deeper question. Why do elements behave the way they do? What is the underlying order? In the mid-19th century, chemistry was undergoing a transformation. Atomic theory, still contested in some circles, was becoming more useful as a way to organize chemical reactions and combine laws. Chemists could measure atomic weights with increasing accuracy. They could classify elements by valence, the way they combine with others. They could compare properties like density, melting point, and reactivity. Yet the organizing principle remained elusive. Several scientists proposed early periodic arrangements. Johann Dobereiner noticed triads of elements with similar properties. John Newland suggested a law of octaves, noting that properties seemed to repeat every eight elements when ordered by atomic weight. Others, like Lothar Meyer, worked on similar classification ideas. The atmosphere was ripe. Many people could sense periodicity.
But sensing is not the same as building.
Mendeleev's genius was not merely noticing repetition. It was committing to a system with enough confidence to leave gaps, and then defending those gaps with predictions. The famous story is that Mendeleev was writing a textbook, Principles of Chemistry, and needed a way to organize the elements for teaching. Whether that was the immediate trigger or simply part of the context, it fits the kind of mind he had. He believed knowledge should be structured. And he believed that if the structure was real, it would not only summarize known facts, but clarify unknown ones. In 1869, Mendeleev arranged the elements by increasing atomic weight and noticed that chemical properties repeated periodically. He organized them into rows and columns so that elements with similar properties lined up. This was already impressive. But what made it revolutionary was what he did when the ordering did not fit perfectly. Some elements, when placed strictly by atomic weight, ended up in the wrong column. Wrong in the sense that their chemical behavior did not match their neighbors. Mendeleev trusted chemical properties more than the measured weights in those cases. He allowed himself to reorder elements, effectively suggesting that some atomic weights must be wrong or that the deeper variable was not weight alone. This was bold because it prioritized the pattern over the data, but not in a reckless way. It was a hypothesis. The pattern is the truth, and the measurements will eventually be corrected. Even bolder, he left empty spaces in the table where the pattern demanded an element that had not yet been discovered. Many classification schemes try to force everything known into place. Mendeleev accepted incompleteness as evidence. The gaps were not failures. They were promises. He predicted the properties of these missing elements in detail, including their approximate atomic weights, their densities, their chemical behaviors, and the kinds of compounds they would form. He even gave them provisional names using Sanskrit prefixes, Ek aluminum, Ek boron, Ek silicon, meaning one beyond, aluminum, boron, silicon in the table. These names were placeholders for elements that did not yet exist in laboratories, but did exist in the logic of the table. And then the world caught up. In the 1870s and 1880s, new elements were discovered that fit Mendeleev's predictions with remarkable accuracy. Gallium, discovered in 1875, matched his predicted Ek aluminum. Scandium, discovered in 1879, matched his Ek boron. Germanium, discovered in 1886, matched his Ek silicon. These were not vague fits. They were detailed confirmations. The table had not merely organized knowledge. It had foretold reality. This is the moment when an order becomes a law. It is one thing to arrange known elements in a tidy scheme. It is another to say, here is a hole in the universe, and when you fill it, the substance you find will have these properties. When those predictions come true, the scheme is no longer merely human preference. It is a reflection of nature's structure. But the periodic table's deeper foundation, atomic number, electron structure, was not yet known. Mendeleev worked before the discovery of the proton, before quantum mechanics, before electron shells. His table was built on atomic weight and chemical behavior. Yet his instincts were so accurate that when the true organizing principle emerged, the number of protons in the nucleus, the periodic table became even more coherent. The anomalies Mendeleev had handled by trusting chemical properties made sense. The ordering by atomic number resolves those issues. Mendeleev also made other significant contributions. He studied solutions, developed ideas about the behavior of liquids and gases, worked on petroleum, and was involved in Russian industry and standards, including establishing systems of weights and measures. He was a public figure, sometimes contentious, often outspoken, committed to the idea that science should serve national development. He was not always politically comfortable. He had conflicts with authorities, and despite his international fame, he never received a Nobel Prize, partly because the Nobel began late in his life and partly because scientific politics, as always, shaped outcomes. Mendeleev's personality matters because it reminds us that scientific genius can coexist with stubbornness, ambition, and conflict. He was not a quiet monk of the laboratory. He argued. He defended his ideas fiercely. He could be difficult. But difficulty is sometimes the price of refusing to compromise a structure you believe is true. What makes Mendeleev's story so compelling is that it shows how imagination and discipline can combine. The periodic table feels inevitable now, as if it were always there waiting to be printed on classroom walls. But it was not inevitable. It required a mind willing to treat classification as theory, willing to risk being wrong publicly by leaving gaps, willing to say, I know what must exist, when the evidence was not yet physical substance. The table also changed how humans think about matter. It made chemistry intelligible in a new way. It suggested that the diversity of substances comes from underlying regularity. It provided a scaffold for later discoveries. The discovery of noble gases, the understanding of atomic structure, the development of quantum chemistry. It made the elements feel like members of a family, not isolated strangers. If you want a scene to carry his legacy, picture him surrounded by cards, each card an element with its weight and properties, shuffling them like a patient gambler until the pattern reveals itself. Then picture him stopping, not when everything is filled, but when the pattern demands emptiness. He draws a rectangle of absence and writes predictions into it. He sends those predictions into the future, like a message in a bottle. Years later, chemists open the bottle and find that the message was accurate. You have been listening to Scientific Giants Who Changed Our Understanding of the World We Live In. Today we followed Dmitri Mendeleev as he transformed the elements from a list into a law, built a periodic table with gaps that became predictions, and showed how discovering an order can be as powerful as discovering a thing. In our next episode, we will meet Linus Pauling, who explained chemical bonds, sketched early models of DNA, and then turned his authority toward nuclear disarmament, earning both a Nobel in chemistry and a Nobel Peace Prize. Until then, thank you for your attention and your time. This episode was written as a continuous story for the year. If it moved you, bring a friend along next time. Until our next hour together, remember that an honest structure does not merely organize the past. It points toward the future, and sometimes, if you trust it enough, it tells you what the world will give you before the world gives it.